This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on the launch of first indigenously developed gene therapy for cancer. The participants are Professor Rahul Purwar from IIT Bombay and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
On the launch of the first indigenously developed gene therapy for cancer, it's a privilege to have with us Professor Rahul Purwar from IIT Mumbai. A warm welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Professor Purwar, would you throw some light on the overview of the indigenously developed gene therapy for cancer and how it works?
Gene therapy, especially the CAR T-cell therapy, chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy, it's a personalized and precise medicine. Personalized because CAR T-cells are manufactured or produced from individual patients. Whenever a patient goes to the hospital, hospital collects the blood and sends it to a specialized laboratory called GMP lab, and where the scientists isolate the immune cells from the blood. And these immune cells then converted into a cancer-fighting cells by a process called genetic modification or genetic engineering. Once we have the cancer-fighting cells from the patient's blood, these cells are sent back to the hospital and their doctors infuse them back into the patient, and these cancer-fighting cells go in the body and try to eliminate all the cancer cells present in the patient body. And more importantly, these cancer-fighting cells remain in the patients for a long time so that cancer patients do not develop or relapse the cancer cell. So CAR T-cell therapy, as I said, a gene therapy platform, helps eliminating the cancer for a long, long time.
You mentioned this is a genetic engineering and gene therapy where the cancer-fighting cells fight the disease. So are these cells available in every patient's body?
All of us have immune cells in our body. Those immune cells are like T-cells, B-cells, NK cells, all of us have. And for every day, these cells are fighting against so many different pathogens. Pathogen means any microorganisms which are harmful to our body. But as you know, cancer starts from our own body. And therefore, our immune system does not recognize the cancer. What we are trying to do here is we are training our own cells to fight against cancer. And when I said it, so every patient would have these cells in the body, but they cannot recognize cancer because cancer is coming from our own body. So genetic modification is needed in these cells so that our immune cells, we can train them, we can engineer them to fight against cancer.
And what are the specific types of cancer that this gene therapy targets, and how effective has it been in clinical trials or studies?
At this moment, especially what Honorable President of India launched is NexCAR19. NexCAR19 is the name of the product called anti-CD19 CAR T-cell. This particular product is good for relapse and refractory blood cancer. So in blood cancer, there are especially two types of blood cancer called leukemia and lymphoma. For these two different types of blood cancer, our first product is working. However, this platform technology, it has potential to treat many, many different types of cancer and other immune disorder. But those products are still under research. The only product that is approved by the government of India or our regulator is NexCAR19, which is good for leukemia and lymphoma.
So NexCAR19, as you said, is only good for leukemia. And I understand that for other types of cancer or in the other parts of the body, the studies or the trials are going on currently?
The research is going on. For our next product, which is against the multiple myeloma, another third different type of blood cancer, we are going to start clinical trial very, very soon.
So, Professor, how much success rate have we achieved? Is this 100% cure that the patients will get? I heard you say that you hope that it doesn't come back, or it will not come back in the body of patient very soon.
The success rate depends on many, many factors. But in brief, in the clinical trial results shows, our efficacy is somewhere between 60% to 70%. 60 to 70% patient, they get benefit from this therapy. Now, within 60 to 70%, there are different categories. If you have a leukemia patient, they are getting even much better response. Lymphoma patients, the efficacy is slightly less compared to leukemia. So product is same, but depending on the cancer type, depending on the many different clinical factors also, the efficacy may vary. But it will be in the range of that 60 to 70%.
So how does this gene therapy approach differ from the traditional cancer treatments such as chemotherapy or radiation therapy?
Chemotherapy, radiation therapy, these are off-the-shelf systemic type of treatment. That means chemotherapy is one can get based on the prescription on any medical store. Similarly, radiation is also given. Nowadays, localized radiation is possible, but these are not very highly precise and targeted. However, gene therapy is very precise. It is against that particular target, as well as it's personalized medicine. That means we have to make custom or tailored medicine for every patient. Whenever a patient will come to the hospital, we have to engineer for patient-specific cells for every individual patient and give them back. So these are the different, the way gene therapy works.
What is it that a person or a patient has to do to avail of this therapy?
When a patient goes to the hospital, they can go in any hospital wherever they are getting the treatment. And if the cancer physician feels that CAR-T can help this particular patient, they can contact us at ImmunoAct, which is the industry partner who is manufacturing these CAR-T cells. So what will happen is doctor connect to the ImmunoAct industry partner that they have a patient, for them they want the CAR-T cell. Then in the hospital, blood will be collected. This blood from the patient will be shipped to the ImmunoAct facility in Mumbai, either by road or by flight. Blood will be coming to the ImmunoAct facility. The scientist will manufacture the CAR T cells from the patient blood within a week or 2 weeks. Sometimes it can take 2 to 3 weeks also, depending on the situation. Once the cells are ready, ImmunoAct team informs the doctor that now patient's CAR T cells are ready. They are enough. You can call the patients for the infusion. Then doctors call the patient, and then patient get admitted to the hospital and get the treatment. This way, hospital is only doing the clinical services, and the manufacturing of CAR T cells happens in the Mumbai in industry.
So this whole process of contacting the ImmunoAct and for you to extract blood, how much time does it take, and how much time does the therapy takes to show the results? So one part is how long does it take for you to send the blood back to the main hospital where the patient is, and how long does it take for the therapy to show results?
Generally, it takes 2 to 3 weeks for us to manufacture the cells and send back to the hospital. It, of course, varies on many different factors. Sometimes patient has very, very high disease burden, then we have to bring the disease burden down before we give it to the patient. Second, even sometimes patients are elderly or patients are heavily treated with the different type of medicine. Their cells are not very good quality. That also can have impact on the cell manufacturing and cell readiness. So what I am giving these figures can change based on many, many different factors as well. How long it takes for therapy to show response is generally 4 weeks. After 4 weeks, you generally find patients are cancer-free. So that's the biggest advantage, that within 4 weeks, you see a good response.
You mentioned something about the disease burden. Do you mean the stage of the cancer when you say disease burden, stage 1, stage 2, And depending on the stage, then the cure would be faster if it is arrested, say, in stage one itself. And what happens if somebody has other morbidities also in a person's body? In that case, what happens?
Very good question. It's a very complex one, because these patients who come after the relapse, they have generally exhausted all treatment options. So that means they must have tried multiple lines of chemotherapy and other modes of therapies. When they failed, then generally patient opt for these expensive so-called gene therapy. And that's the time how many therapies a patient failed. That has a huge impact on the quality of immune cells which we get. Similarly, at what stage of cancer the patient comes. If the cancer has spread everywhere, plus cancer is not responding to any chemotherapy at all, everything has failed. That means there could be very rapidly aggressive disease. In those are the situations, the efficacy of CAR-T can vary. But it is being shown that CAR-T still works in those patients. So the best way to explain the CAR-T responses are, CAR-T truly gives hope to the patient who have failed everything on this planet Earth.
Are there any potential risks or side effects associated with the gene therapy?
Any medicine, as you can imagine, there are always some side effects. Similarly, this particular CAR-T cell therapy, CAR-T itself don't have the side effect. But what happens is, when they go into the patient body, they start killing the tumor cell. And when there's a significant tumor cell lysis, it causes tumor lysis syndrome or cytokine release syndrome, because so much tumor death is happening inside the patient. And because of those cells, dying cells, they activate the immune response that causes cytokine release syndrome, CRS. And sometimes it can be very, very severe also. But another novelty of our work is that whatever exists so far at other places, they have very higher chance of severe or fatal cytokine release syndrome, CRS. However, our NexCAR19 made in India, indigenous first NexCAR19, the frequency of CRS is significantly less, but it is still there. Of course, there is some percentage of the patient, especially the leukemia patient, we have seen that very small percentage of the patient can develop the severe CRS as well. But these side effects are manageable.
Professor Podwar, what about the affordability and accessibility factor of this gene therapy for cancer patients?
CAR T cell, the NexCAR19 right now, available at almost 90% cost reduction or 90% less cost compared to what is available out in West. In Western countries, gene therapy costs somewhere between $500,000, which is around 3 crore rupees approximately, from that range. In India, it is available in the range of 30 lakhs approximately. So affordability, we have reduced cost hugely. Accessibility, because of the reduced cost, now many people can hopefully afford. Of course, we are very sensitive that even at 30 lakhs range, it is expensive for our many patients. And for them, we are doing some patient support program as well. But we still feel that we have improved the accessibility by reducing the price.
So this launch of the first indigenously developed gene therapy for cancer has given hope to millions of patients, particularly those suffering from leukemia. On that heartening news and that positive comment, it's time to say goodbye to Professor Rahul Podwar. Thank you so much for being with Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on launch of first indigenously developed gene therapy for cancer. The participants were Professor Rahul Podwar from IIT Bombay and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.